Chapter 29. Conclusions. I have shown in this volume that even some of those who are supposed to be at the forefront of alternative research have refused to acknowledge or openly speak of the truth about 9/11. They have exhibited an unwillingness to learn from their mistakes. In some cases, this may just be down to their own personal issues. Beyond this, however, I have shown one or more examples of each of the following. Conferences being organized to promulgate 9/11 disinformation. Books being produced, which claim to tell the truth, and heavily promoted to deliver 9/11 disinformation. Efforts in the UK to promote 9/11 disinformation and cover up the truth. Research going backwards from promoting something closer to the truth to promoting 9/11 disinformation. Mainstream efforts in psychological operations to claim evidence is theory and belief is the only issue worth discussing. These things have been done within the so-called truth movement. This should give you an idea, then, of the scale and effectiveness of the 9/11 cover-up, which isn't going to end in the foreseeable future. At this point, I would like to quote from John Lash's book Not in His Image. p. 210-211. The Gnostic theory of error is one of the most sophisticated ideas ever conceived by the human mind in the mind's attempt to understand itself. It does not make archons the source of human error, but indicates their intrapsychic influence as a key factor that causes error to run wild, extrapolating beyond the scale of correction. The Anthropos is a learning animal. To learn we must be free to err, to make mistakes, for in correcting our mistakes we advance the process of learning in a way unique to our species. We evolve precisely because of the extraordinary scope of error we have been allowed. We evolve not just by learning, as all sentient creatures do, but especially by learning from our mistakes. The exceptionally wide latitude for error typifies human singularity, the anoia, intentionality, inherent to our species. But if we allow our mistakes to go undetected and uncorrected, we demonstrate the singularity of our species in a destructive way, a deviant way. I would suggest readers consider studying Lash's work, see www.metahistory.org, which is about Gnosticism, primarily. It highlights the importance of knowing, and once you know something, you no longer need to believe. Perhaps it is unsurprising, then, that John Lash is one of a small number of people who can correctly discuss Dr. Judy Wood's research. Guidelines for researchers. Considering, then, what can be learned from the research of Dr. Judy Wood, it's vital for people to understand the connection between secret, weaponized free energy technology and the events of 9/11, especially, but perhaps not exclusively, in the destruction of the WTC. This knowledge, not theory, can be used as a tool and litmus test of the openness and honesty of other researchers and, more often than not, will reveal if they, A, have another agenda or, B, are actually open to learning new things. Due to the problems I have documented in this volume, related to accurate and appropriate referencing, reporting and characterization of important research, I would like to see a voluntary code of practice for alternative knowledge researchers. Here's a draft. Is it unreasonable? The researcher can declare these things. I promise to do my best to speak and present the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me, Webb. If I find out that what I previously presented turns out to be incorrect or untrue, I will endeavor to post and point out corrections, when I become aware of them and, if applicable, apologize. Where it relates to my own topics of discussion or research, I agree to familiarize myself with the irrefutable evidence and state publicly that the official story of 9/11 cannot be true and, further, that the WTC was in fact, destroyed by an energy weapon of some kind. If I haven't sufficiently studied the evidence regarding what happened to the WTC, or any similar issue, I will say, when asked, I don't know what happened. I promise not to jump to conclusions too quickly. Before gathering sufficient data and before completion of an appropriate amount of study. I promise to separate speculation from what I know that I know. We can simply, therefore, compare the actions and statements of, say, Stephen Greer and Stephen Bassett to the statements and actions of Paul Hellyer and even Richard D. Hall and Adam Dwyer. That is, make comparisons as to what these people have each done with the 9/11 evidence. Talk show and podcast hosts and disinformation. At the beginning of this book I asked a few rhetorical questions such as, does the truth matter? Another question I often feel I have to pose is, do you know the difference between theory, opinion and evidence? I think that podcast and radio hosts should challenge guests when they are shown to be accidentally or deliberately lying. In the case of 9/11, it is, using evidence in this book and the WDTTG book, easy to expose some lies, and I recommend that this is done, unless people want the circulation of disinformation and lies to continue, unabated. For example, I essentially challenged Red Ice Radio and Henrik Palmgren and, latterly, regarding another issue, I have also challenged Veritas show host Mel Fabregas to be honest about the evidence that is available, evidence that proves a guest of theirs has lied about important topics. Until these people take notice of these issues and this evidence, disclosure will not progress. Indeed, in some cases, the process will continue to go into reverse, and the internet will be used increasingly to get people to believe things, even ridiculous things, that are easily observably false, untrue. Global Control Grid. As alluded to in Chapter 28, 9/11 was part of an ongoing plan to keep the global populace in a state of fear and ignorance. Someone wants things on planet Earth to operate a certain way. I touched on this area in 9/11 Finding the Truth, for example, in the chapter called A World of Abundance or A World of Scarcity. The conclusions I came to then have not changed, they have only become more informed. A realization of full disclosure. To gain a clearer picture of the deception we have been subjected to, the topics, facts and evidence listed below need to be studied by anyone with the right combination of curiosity and integrity. Whether modification and control exists, talk of CO2 and global warming is a lie which has been promoted to advance the global control agenda. Large corporations control much of our perception to benefit their own agendas. Those running the planet operate under a different belief system which is either wholly or partly satanic and employs practices which are physically, mentally and spiritually abusive to those who are not aware of these facts. The disclosure, truth movement itself is infiltrated and controlled, to a large extent, by those same forces that are running the planet. The methods by which they do this are many and varied and not easily analyzed or explained. Those people who are genuinely interested in knowing the truth are all too often perception managed by researchers and other people who claim to be interested in knowing the truth, but are controlled or influenced by the secret keepers to keep important things covered up. Those who aren't actually co-opted or paid to do this are heavily influenced by those that are co-opted. Disingenuous speakers, presenters and researchers continue to promote speculative, false or incomplete information, thereby slowing down, or even reversing, any disclosure process. The Flat Earth psychological operation has effectively destroyed and deleted knowledge in people's minds, by introducing doubt about what can be directly observed. There are armies of trolls on the internet who, particularly in relation to the 9/11 evidence, will make so much noise that people cannot hear the truth and don't have time to sort through everything. They are still not able to talk about energy and 9/11 and weather control without omitting the details or getting them wrong or promoting false, wrong explanations. If we are to ever live in a world where societies are run based on knowledge and truth, then media organizations cannot be trusted to do any disclosure. Indeed, they all need to be completely shut down and rebooted in some way, outside the control of the interests which currently control them. Secret societies which are connected to globalist interests will have to become much more open, and any advantages they hold in the power structure will have to disappear. The UN and similar organizations will need to be reset and/or rebooted to operate on a completely different basis. The current basis on which all military organizations and those that concern themselves with secrecy or national security will have to be reset and rebooted and be transformed into something utterly different. They are all currently operating in a way not compatible with solving the world's biggest problems. Most or all religions will have to be revised and reset, because they currently operate on a partly or wholly false narrative, which has been set up to hide the underlying truths about who we are and where we came from. Military industrial contractors and organizations and others in the know will have to fess up not only about 9/11 but about the whole cover-up of things like human abduction, animal abduction and mutilations, as well as all the tech they back-engineered and or developed in secret. Full disclosure about the events of 9/11, how the WTC was destroyed and who did it will expose more about all the other secrets being kept, and should help, ultimately, to free the human race from the physical, mental and spiritual abuse and even torture that it has been subjected to, by psychopaths and similar negative entities. When the larger institutions and organizations start to truly operate on the principles they claim to hold dear, knowledge, integrity, honesty and truth, then perhaps the population in general will have a chance to operate on those same values. In closing then, I would like to thank you for working your way through to the end, and for considering what I have presented to you. I hope it helps you to detect deception more easily and mitigate the effects it has on your thinking and the decisions you make.